Welcome to the Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to the Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're lucky this evening to be joined by former striker Colin Taylor, a forward for the club in the late 80s and early 90s. Welcome, Colin. How are you?
I'm fine, Jase. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good. So, I did. I tasked you earlier with telling me your best 11. So, what formation are you going for, Colin?
It'll be a 4-4-2.
A 4-4-2. So, who is number one in your 4-4-2?
Number one in the 4-4-2 would be Paul Jones. Only because with Paul, I mean, especially after what he went on to do. But even then, when we played in games, he was a good goalkeeper. He'd come from Oswestry area. I don't know who he was with before, but when he joined us, he made a few mistakes, but after that, he just went on and ended up playing for Wales, didn't he? So,
because you did play with some great goalkeepers, obviously Mark Kendall. Also played with Mickey Stoll. So obviously that's a big call, picking Jonah.
Yeah, well, Paul Jones, like you say, he just something we also got on well as well. That's the other thing as well, I think, because the way he was as a person as well as a player. Yeah. But I just think he had the right attributes, and I mean, obviously being a striker, I wouldn't know what he needed for a goalkeeper, but he seems to have it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like you said, you know, we had good choice of goalkeepers at the time. So Jonah's a good call, and he was a strong goalkeeper, and he went on to have a great career. 4-4-2, who are you playing at right back?
Right back, I would put Andy Thompson, although he could play at left back as well. Tomo, obviously he had everything in the way, free kicks, penalties, defending. He was tenacious and an all-round good player.
Yeah, he was. What a servant he was for the club as well.
Yeah, he was a brilliant servant. And like you say, when he turned up and when he signed, obviously the pictures everyone sees before I was there. And from then on, he just went from strength to strength from when he was there.
Yeah, he was. He was a great, great player. Left back?
Left back was Mark Venus. He was solid all round. Good left foot on him. Could play centre half as well, even in midfield. A bit like Andy Thompson could play midfield as well. So versatile as well. I'd go with Mark Venus because he was solid left back.
And I think the thing was with Mark, in my opinion, I might be wrong, Cole, you played with him. I think he was actually quite underrated.
He was, I think, like, same, like you say now, Tomo was like probably the same as well. You look at players like that, and they can play in different positions, give everything.
Yeah.
But he was solid, and like, they worked hard, and that was the thing. You got something there, the way they went on to with their careers, is that they had everything that you needed and done the job. Yeah. I just got on with it.
So, Paul Jones in goal, Andy Thompson right back, Mark Venus left back. Your two centre halves are
Derek Mountfield and Gary Bellamy.
Great. I mean, look, Derek Mountfield. I know you're a red, Colin, but Derek Mountfield had a great career at Everton, didn't he?
Yeah, early. I mean, he won leagues and cups with Everton. He went on to play at Villa, and then he joined Bulls. But the reason behind that is, as well as he could like going up for the ball, he'd go and win the ball. And the reason I've had Bellamy, I mean, Gary Bellamy was one of those players that everyone used to say he used to wear slippers. I mean, he was just one of those ones who could sweep up anything. He was never right back when he played right back, but put him centre half and he covered everything. He could read the game really well, and as delicate as well. And I think that would have been a good pair.
Brilliant. So onto the midfield, obviously 4-4-2. So who would you put on the right side of midfield?
Right side of midfield, Paul Birch. Because again, I mean, if you had Tomo and Birchie in the same, two players who were small but tenacious and got on with it and were good on the ball as well.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, once again, fantastic career at Aston Villa. Obviously, sadly taken too early, but what a player he was. I remember him scoring 20, 25 yarders, you know, regularly. He had a great, great shot on him, and sadly missed. So he takes your right midfield position. I mean, but back to you're a striker, Colin. How good was it to play with players like Paul Birch?
It's fantastic because you know the quality that they had. I mean, when you look at like Mark Venus, he would always like play the ball, ping the ball in and go for it again. Andy Thompson was the same, and you know what you were going to get with them. Yep. The quality was there, the ball was zipped in, they wanted it back again. They always wanted the ball back no matter what. If you can get it, just play it back to them. It was fantastic. Sometimes you'd have somebody else running, but they would ping it in and want it back.
Yeah. So as a striker for you, if you're holding the ball off, it was good to your midfielders to push on and obviously, you know, keep them in the game.
Yeah, they'd always want it. I mean, like you say, you'd always have the players wanting the ball off you all the time.
Yeah. So Paul Birch on the right hand side of midfield. Who would your choice be for the left side of midfield?
Well, there's only one that you could have for the left was Robbie Dennison.
What a player!
Brilliant.
I mean, Robbie, once again, a traditional winger. For you as a striker, Colin, you know, it must have been a joy for them balls to be coming in.
Oh yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, over the years, like before, when I was going down as a schoolboy, and I'd be in the stands watching, and Robbie was playing, and then you get to play in the same team as you're going through the reserve, like the youth, you play in the reserves when they were coming back from injury, but you knew what you were going to get all the time, and then you got to the first team, and it was the same all the time, ball down, right, you get down the line. Plus also he had the advantage of the free kicks as well, some tremendous goals he scored as well. But he could get the ball in, and that was one of the things that as a forward you want.
So Birch is on the right, Robbie D is on the left. Who are your central midfield pairing?
It's mad, this one, because there's two left footers, but the one was the first one would be Paul Cook and the second would be Keith Downing.
I mean, let's just start with Paul Cook. You've just mentioned left foot. I mean, to be honest, there's three left footers in that. Actually, no, Robbie Dennison's a right footer, by the way, although he played on the left.
Robbie Dennison, yeah, but he did it with both feet. That was the thing with Robbie.
Yeah, the thing is, Robbie was brilliant with both feet. As Wolves fans, we always think, well, I always thought he was a left footer, but he's actually a right footer.
Yeah.
But when we talk about left foot, just tell us how good Paul Cook's left foot was.
I mean, he could hit anything from anywhere. You could play like 30, 40 yard ball, and it'd be straight into your path, or he'd be into your feet. I mean, Cookie was one of those players that he'd look up, play it. And that would be, you knew the quality of ball you were getting.
Yeah. So as a striker, you're running through on goal. You know, you're running through the defenders. You just know he's going to thread the ball through the eye of a needle.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's every time. I mean, the amount of times he'd done it for Bully, how much it was just unbelievable. And you could see that in that situation where, I mean, I remember one game he played a ball in. I don't know whether he played it in, but I know I played it back to him against Ipswich, it was, funny enough. And he's laid it down the side and Bully went on to score his second goal in the game.
Wow. I mean, he was a hell of a player when he cooked. And he's a fellow Scouser as well.
Yeah, exactly. That, but not just because he was Scouser, but because his left foot was amazing, no matter where he was.
I mean, there was actually a couple of games where he actually scored direct from a corner. I mean, that's how potent that left foot was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he can whiff any, like, free kicks, corners, you name it, from anywhere. If he caught it, like anybody though, if he catch it right, and most of the time he did, and he would just whip it in. It'd be whipped in, not a problem.
So the other midfielder, obviously, I think he's affectionately known by the Wolves fans as Psycho, Keith Downing.
Yeah, well, Keith. He was one of the players when you're there and you see him, you see him in training, and it was the same in the match. No matter what went on, he would always get stuck in. He was a real terrier in the middle of the park, and he wouldn't let go. He'd keep going and keep going. But he also, I mean, he had a good left foot on him.
Yeah.
And he would play the balls. He'd get it once he'd play the ball through. But most of the time, for me, was like he was the one who would get stuck in and lead, like, as in those days, would leave his foot in, and know the player would know, as the opposition would know that he was there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you say about Keith Downing, he obviously did get stuck in, he'd win the ball, and obviously you need that in your centre midfield. But what was he like actually as a ball playing midfielder, Colin?
He was a good player. Like you say, the difference between from the reason why I picked it like in that way was because you got the like sort of the flair player with Cookie.
Yeah,
he could get stuck in as well, but you had the hard tackle and who could get it on the ball and could pass it and play it and move, like, not a problem. But a lot of the time, you'd know you'd need somebody. If you've got somebody who's got a bit of flair, you need somebody with a little bit of bite to the challenges and all of that, and that's what Keith Downing had.
I'll tell you what, Colin, you've gone really tactical here, mate. This is good. So, the two centre-forwards, first off, who's number nine?
Well, obviously, Bully. You'd have to have Bully, because, I mean, obviously the record he's got for scoring all the goals. And most of the games, funny enough, that I had in the team was with Bully. So from that point of view, I would go with Bully. What can you say?
I mean, for you, Colin, I mean, the sad thing was for your time at the club, that your opportunities were limited and hampered because the front pair of Steve Bull and Andy Mutchie were breaking records and scoring 70-odd goals a season between them. So it was always going to be difficult to break into the team. So, you know, I mean, you haven't picked much. You've picked yourself to go up front with Bully, which is great. And was one of the reasons for that because most of your games in the first team were with Steve?
Yeah, that was most of the reason why. I mean, because like you say, most of my time, the games I had was with in the same team with Bully, and obviously Mutchie was injured. So, but the only thing is from my point of view, picking myself obviously in the team is for the fact that when you look at a play, like you're saying about playing with the players,
yeah,
that would be the team if I was playing would be. Obviously, that's how I would see it. But then, like you say, I mean, there's so many players you think of, like Kevin Ashley at right back. You could have picked Tom Bennett in midfield. Rob Ironmarsh. There's so many that you could think of. Mark Burke was there as well. Tim Steele. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Tim Steele was more like he was a runner. Do you know?
Yeah.
So you had so many things, and that's the reason why I looked at it when you asked me to do it, was the fact of picking a side that I would be in.
Yeah.
And obviously, like you say, with playing, with bullying most of the games, that's the reason why I went out with that side.
And Colin, finally, who would the manager be?
Well, the manager, obviously, because that Wolves, would be Graham Turner, because I was there at the same time.
But you also had a great relationship, didn't you, with Barry Powell as well?
Yeah, I mean, coming through the youth and reserves and that, Barry Powell had a great influence on the way, in the way that he let me play. He never restricted me to playing a certain way, because he knew the way I was. And I've always maintained that. And when I spoke to him over the past few years, it's been the same. He let me play because it was the fact that I sort of, if you can limit a player and you can stop a player from playing, if you let them play and let them play with freedom within what you want them to do, then you'll get the best out of them. Yeah. And that's the way I feel, because that's the way Barry brought me through.
Well, Colin, thank you for your time. Finally, your best 11 was Paul Jones in goal, Andy Thompson right back, Mark Venus at left back, centre halves Derek Mountfield and Gary Bellamy, right side of midfield Paul Birch, left side of midfield Robbie Dennison. Your two central midfielders were Keith Downing and Paul Cook, and the centre forwards your good self and the legend Steve Ball. So, Colin,
yep,
thank you very much for your time, and I hope you've enjoyed it this evening.
I have. It's been brilliant.
Thanks, Colin.
Cheers, Jay.
Bye now.
Bye.